There are attacks more aggressive than ever against faith, family, and freedom. Aggressive attacks, without compromise, hateful and destructive against all things Judeo-Christian and conservative. And as a result, there is the mission, the purpose of so many good conservative groups, which are determined to stand up and protect and defend faith and the people of faith and family, the traditional American biblical family, and freedom, the freedoms of our beloved Constitution. In the forefront, one of the very best is the Family Research Council, FRC. This is one excellent organization, a strong and committed entity, with a leader equally passionate and purposeful, one Tony Perkins. Perkins and company are determined, passionately committed, to counterattack these attacks against the family, and against the people of faith, and against our freedoms, and the warfare from progressives, a radical left, and a Democratic Party turning more socialist by the day. That is really threatening we the people and our beloved America. Perkins and FRC have identified 10 such attacks on faith, family, and freedom. They include abortion, and especially late-term abortion and infanticide, and sex education and parental rights, and LGBTQ agenda and big business, and pornography and the Internet, and divorce and family breakdown. And there are more. FRC identifies the 6th most important cultural issue of our day as silence on moral issues from the pulpit. Silence on moral issues from the pulpit. Perkins states that the pulpit needs to be the place that brings clarity to moral issues, but so many churches, he says, and pastors are not doing that. Churches and pastors accommodate or compromise. Some ignore the issues totally. There are many pastors who are intimidated, even threatened, whether by the culture at large or politically, or even within the church and its congregation itself. Moral right and wrong are simply not preached or taught as they once were, nowhere near like they should be. The right pastor, led of the Lord, says Perkins, challenges the congregation to, in his words, moral purity. Too many pastors, says Perkins, remain silent about the anti-biblical agenda in our culture, and as such, the congregation is not exposed to the teaching, the clarity, the motivation to stand for the right, and to fight against the cultural creep, which continues. And Christian witness and influence are weakened. FRC encourages pastors, church leaders, and Christians of all stripes to be watchmen and watchwomen on the wall. Watch. Watch and pray. Be observant, harmless as doves, perhaps, but wise as serpents. Aggressive teaching and standards must occur from the pulpit. Pastors convicted and fired up by the Holy Spirit to stand for the right, the truth of the gospel. America and the family need that now more than ever. Pastors, think FRC and so many others, can be compromised. Christian leaders, once strongly evangelical, now have experienced the new woke, woke, W-O-K-E. Morality and a gospel reinterpreted and re-explained in light of the current culture and works. And the church, once powerful and so culturally influential, lessens daily, and so does its influence. This culture, says Perkins and company, must stand for the right, and stand up aggressively. I, for one, fully agree. Do you? Do you? And then there's a 7th issue, says Perkins. Hostility to religious freedom on school campuses. Hostility to religious freedom on school campuses. There is, says Perkins, a growing hostility on school campuses to silence students who openly live out their faith. That is indeed occurring everywhere in academia, whether at the university level or high schools or even elementary schools. The young are threatened, intimidated, mocked, and even physically abused in some cases, as they attempt to live out their faith. Prayer is forbidden. Symbols of the Judeo-Christian faith, when worn, are often not allowed. Bibles are banned. Religious discussions are outlawed or relegated to certain zones and times, and generally required to occur off-campus. Prayer at meals may be forbidden. Any negative discussions or disagreement with a pro-LGBTQ policy can result in serious punishment. The threat to religious liberty is evident, and boy is it ever. Are you aware of that? Are you standing up against that? So, fortunately, Family Research Council and many other good organizations fight for freedom of speech and expression and assembly, and perhaps most importantly, freedom of religion on deeply secular, hostile, and hateful academic campuses. First Amendment rights are being attacked and eliminated, and the exercise thereof often forbidden. There is a stand-up now, more than ever, and the demand for free speech and the right to free speech and the protection of First Amendment freedoms any way possible is a priority in our society and culture. It is, my fellow Americans, the absolute, unconditional, unabridged constitutional right of every student to openly express his or her faith anywhere at any time, so says the Constitution. And so says Family Research Council and so many others. I support them completely in this effort, and I hope you do as well. And then there's an eighth cultural issue: media censorship. Media censorship. Oh boy, is that ever happening over and again. Family Research Council states that it is estimated that 69% of American adults use social media every day. That's 7 out of 10 Americans use social media daily. Do you? Social media has now become the primary way that we the people express our views and get our information. We count on such media, social media, to be open, fair, free, and accessible to all, and to all points of view. And of course, the often hypocritical internet companies claim to be open platforms for any and all discussions. Really? Especially political points of view, they say. Political points of view can be publicized without fear of censorship or shadow banning. But in actual fact, the opposite occurs. There is such banning and censorship, especially with regard to Christians and conservatives, and the content they wish to publish. Censorship boards, common at Facebook or Google or Twitter, ban, shadow ban certain materials, especially those which are publicized by Christians and conservatives. Has that ever happened to you? No matter the Constitution, these powerful, monopolistic corporations impose their own limits to free speech. The power to suppress ideas is absolutely immense, especially at Facebook. No matter how unconstitutional. The irony and the scary fact is that virtually all of these social media companies are liberal, radical, progressive, and anti-conservative, and often anti-Christian. And surely that includes Facebook, big time, and Google, oh yeah, and Twitter, and YouTube, you better believe it, and others. There is virtually unlimited freedom of speech as long as you are not Christian or conservative on these social media outlets. But FRC stands against this hypocrisy, this hateful, monopolistic, unconstitutional way of doing business, and it and so many others are determined to expose and change this incredible bias. Boy, I stand with them. Do you? Do you? And then there's a ninth cultural issue: liberal values promoted in Hollywood. Boy, is that ever the case. Liberal values promoted in Hollywood. Hollywood is well more than 90% liberal, progressive, radical. Our country and the world know how liberal, how progressive Hollywood, the world of entertainment, is. It is biased to the core. Hollywood is anti-conservative, anti-Christian, and anti-religion and faith in practice, and as part of their product. They want no part of it. Moral positions are denigrated, and in current Hollywood, anything goes. Anything goes. And the more bizarre, the more anti-cultural or anti-conservative or Christian, the better. Movies, says FRC, that spread the truth about abortion, for example, are anathema. Like the film Gosnell. Gosnell. Have you seen that? Gosnell. Which depicted the truth about abortion, which Hollywood refuses to admit or agree with. Actor Dean Cain, responsible in many ways for the film Gosnell, was harassed, ridiculed, and called out for being intolerant by Hollywood elites. Hollywood is an industry politically corrupt, antithetical to Christian and conservative values, and only getting worse. Thank God for the rising up of new and wonderful Christian films which are being made. Have you seen some of them? I personally so very much appreciate the FRC and Perkins standing against the abuses of Hollywood, and I hope and I pray that you do as well. And then there's a tenth cultural issue, attack against basic values and freedoms, and that is attacks against religious freedom in the military and wedding vendors. Attacks against religious freedom in the military and wedding vendors. The radical left wants people of faith to leave their biblical values at home or within the walls of their church. No witness in public, say the progressives, and you should not be permitted to practice your biblical values at your workplace or in the marketplace. No matter, such assertions are absolutely unconstitutional, often illegal, and from a moral and spiritual standpoint, dead wrong. The war of words and the spiritual warfare goes on, and it ramps up, and it becomes even more threatening and intimidating if, for example, you bake for a living and your faith prevents you from honoring and celebrating a gay marriage. The left wants you held legally liable, sued, silenced, and forced to comply to current mores and morality. If you hold to the biblical definition of marriage in the military, or anywhere for that matter, the progressives, the radical progressives, want your employment terminated and your voice silenced. Have you ever experienced that? There is now an ever-growing discipline, restrictive, unconstitutional, and unbiblical in the military. FRC stands against that, and I so highly commend them for their efforts. The progressive attack is everywhere. It's sinister. It's unswerving. It's well-financed. It's highly, highly motivated, and it is determined to win. It is angry, the progressives are, and muscular. And every conservative and every Christian is in this fight, part of this battle, this cultural battle, whether you like it or not. So you have a choice, my fellow Americans. You can stand up now in a proactive, aggressive way and fight the fight of faith and family and freedom like FRC and Perkins do. Fight it hard and aggressively now, or you can wait. You can sit back, do nothing, read and talk and delegate the responsibilities to others until such time as everything you and we now take for granted, the sanctity of the family, the protection and ongoing of our faith, and the freedoms we assume of speech, religion, assembly, and press are eroded or taken away, so that then you are forced to react, to defend. And at that time, which soon comes, what you can and will do may be so very too little, too late. Then, what you took for granted, especially your freedoms, your way of life and lifestyle in America, will have been lost, gone. And freedom, once lost, is lost forever. You and I are in the fray, my fellow Christians and conservatives, in the fight, whether we know it or not, or like it or not, or whether we are willing to take up the Judeo-Christian mantle and protect and defend what is right. Are you willing to do that? Will you stand openly, aggressively, proudly, and without intimidation, work for the right, the Judeo-Christian right? Do it now, my fellow Americans. Do it now. Do it now, my fellow Christians. Do it now. For now is the time. Now is the time to fight the fight of faith. Just like Tony Perkins and Family Research Council.